Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
All right, so thank you so much for continuing to listen to our podcast. I have Apostle Patty here with me. Apostle, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you so much.
And well, we're here, and if it's your first time listening, we're going to ask Apostle a few questions about the message entitled The Ugly Middle. So my first question for you, Apostle, is how am I supposed to overcome lies and imaginations? So let's just say that I'm called to accomplish something in life. Let's say I'm called to be wealthy. And throughout my whole life, I am experiencing financial lack. I'm experiencing burdens. Financially, problems are arising all the time, and everything in my life is showing me that I'm not wealthy and that I'm, you know, I can't get there. How would you overcome something like that and push through my situations and maybe push through the lies of the enemy when he comes to tell me that, you know, I'm lacking, that I'm poor, that I'm good for nothing, whatever? How would you push through that and continue to believe the promises of God?
That's a very good question. I think, most of our lives is pushing through situations, obstacles. I mean, if it came easy, I think everybody would be, you know, living it. But I think that success is not something that happens just because. I believe that it's something that we have to do intentionally. And so the preaching was about, you know, casting down imaginations based out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, where the Bible says that God has given us weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the tearing down of strongholds and imaginations. And so most of our life, we will have to tear down a lot of most of our battle actually is actually in our mind. I mean, we would all say that in our mind, there's a lot of battle. That's where the battle actually is. We have imaginations, we have thoughts, we have lies. And so that's even happened to me personally. I'm sure in your life, David, you've had situations where the enemy has lied to you.
Once or twice.
Many times. And so the way I've overcome personally in my own life, I didn't just arrive. I didn't just have ministry. It's been a difficult course of a walk. And so I think the way to push through that is to really know truth. And the Bible says the truth will set us free. So we have to distinguish between a lie and what is truth. What is God? What is the truth? And so his word is truth. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so when we understand the truth, then we have to hold on to that truth. Now, we're going to be bombarded with all kinds of lies throughout the course of our life. We're going to be bombarded. Of course, there's going to be lies that will pop up in your head that will say you can't, you won't ever. And most of us, if we got honest with ourselves, none of us really grew up. We aren't born believing that we can. Most of the things that we walk through life, of course, because we were fighting an enemy, and that enemy doesn't want us to reach the fullness. And that enemy that we have, Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, rulers, and authorities of this dark world. So we are fighting an enemy that is that is very real, but we can't see him. And so oftentimes he makes the lie almost as if it was something it's almost like if we thought it, but in reality, it's a lie of the enemy. So we have to know how to tear down those things. So to overcome, and to answer your question, to overcome a lot of those lies is to know the truth. First of all, I have to know the truth. And once I know the truth, then I have to stand on that truth. And I have to constantly be, you know, guarding my mind. And there's weapons that God has given us. That scripture to me is so powerful, and it's become so alive. Only because it says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the tearing down of strongholds and imaginations. And it says, and it says to really tear down, to derail, if you will, everything that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So this whole walk of life, our enemy's going to come from the north, south, east, and west, just really bombarding us with all kinds of images, thoughts, strongholds, lies that set itself up. Watch, that scripture says it's setting itself up against the knowledge of God. So everything that I know about God. So to overcome that, I have to know the knowledge of God. I have to know what God says about me, because that's truth. The Bible says in John that Satan is a liar and he cannot tell me the truth. It's impossible. He's the author of lies. It's impossible for him to tell me the truth. So I got really smart, David. When I started ministry, I remember when I first started ministry, I had about maybe 3 young people. And this was years and years ago. And I'd have this thought. And so there's a pastor perhaps listening to me, or a leader, or somebody that you know you're called into ministry. I remember when I first started, and I would have this thought driving back home. You'll never make it. You are never going to accomplish. You will never reach a generation. There is no way that revival will happen for our young person or for this youth group. And I was bombarded with all kinds of lies. And so I didn't just arrive. You don't just get to a certain place. Those lies just sometimes can be overwhelming. And then you find yourself, just like you were asking the question, you know, sometimes you find yourself that you're not there yet. You're not in the wealth. You're not in the place that God is really calling you to be at. And so I found myself there many times until I got really smart driving home one day. And I literally felt God say to me, I perceived, I didn't hear him audibly, but I perceived the voice of God that said to me, you know, what have I said to you? You know, what is the knowledge of God? Meaning, what do I know about God? Well, I know that God is faithful. I know that he is the author and the finisher of my faith. And the good work, the Bible says in the book of Romans, that he began in me, he shall finish it till the very end. So I have to know that this God is good. If you're listening to me and you don't know that God is good, you have to find out the nature of God, that he's faithful, that he's good, that he's loving, that he is fighting for us, that he will never leave us, he will never forsake us, that he wants the very best for us. The Bible says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And he wants nothing but bad for us. And so I remember driving home one day, David, and I just heard, like I perceived that God was saying to me, you know, what that, you know, that thought, did it come from me? And it was like, I just, in my own level, you know, at that level where I was, maybe about 17 years ago, in that place, in that season of my life, and I literally felt that God was saying to me, am I speaking that lie to you, that you won't ever make it?
Right.
And then it just dawned on me, like, this is not God.
Yeah, he would never say that.
Exactly. And so that's the knowledge of God. That's what's going to be attacked. And then I got really, it's like I felt for a moment, it was such an encounter with God at that moment in my car driving home, because I wanted to throw in the towel, because you don't see the results immediately. And I perceived that God was saying, okay, so what do I say? And then I started speaking to myself in the car. You say that I can overcome, that I am an overcomer, that there is a generation. The Bible says that there is a generation, and the revival is coming. And so this was, mind you, 17 years ago. And I had to hold on to that. So now I understand a lie from the truth. Now I understood that if the enemy is saying a lie to me, then the opposite of that is the truth. So if he said, you'll never make it, that's a lie. Meaning, I will make it. If he said to me, you will never reach a generation, that's a lie. So the truth is, I will reach a generation. And so how to overcome is to know the truth. How to overcome is to know the nature of your God. Because as that scripture says, that it's going to be attacked against what you know about God. That's what this lie is about. Now, something very important is that Satan always has wanted to exalt himself. He always, since he was up in heaven, he can never be higher than God. He can't, because God is God. He is the Most High God. And what Satan's always wanted to do is he's always wanted to exalt himself above God. And so he was cast down from heaven. And so if he can't exalt himself above God, what he's going to do in our lives is he's going to exalt himself against what we know about God. And when we know the nature of God, when we've had a relationship with God, and we know he's so awesome, and he's so good, and he's loving, and that he's not going to forsake me, that what I'm living right now is just temporary, that there is on the other side of this a promised land, that on the other side of what I'm living right now, whether it be lack, whether it be I haven't reached this, that, and the other, that on the other side of this is an incredible plan of God. And I've got to hold on to that. So I must know the truth. I must know the nature of God. I must know that He is faithful. I must know my word. And I must stand on that word. And then I must know the weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. So once I know those weapons, then I can counterattack it. How do I do that? Through the word of God. Jesus fought the enemy through the word. He knew the word. He knew the nature of His Father in heaven. He knew that whatever the enemy was throwing at Him in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights while He was starving, He knew and He counterattacked it with the word of God. So you must know the word of God to be able to fight that. Sometimes on a daily basis, especially when we're in the middle of the worst storms of our lives, we must hold on to the word of God.
That seems pretty important. And you know, when you were talking about the battle, I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever, I've like done boxing and wrestling and things in the past. And if you've ever been in a physical encounter, it's not fun. And sometimes, like, even when you're practicing, you have to push through it. And I know that there was times, like, say if I was getting beat up, like just kind of sticking out that beating is never a good time. But when you were talking, I was reminded of a scripture. It's Proverbs 13:11, when it says, "Wealth from get rich quick schemes quickly disappears, but wealth from the hard work grows over time." And I think sometimes it's like we try to rush through things, and it's like we think we're going to arrive at places immediately, and that's not really how it works at all. But there was some other things that you said that were like really impactful. But I mean, battles are, well, what are your experiences with battles, like sticking through those hard times when it's like painful and when it hurts? Like, what are some things that you do? Like, I know knowing who God is, but what are some other things that you do? Like, I'm imagining that you like just think about things that you've been through with God, like times and experiences that He's pulled you through. I know that I've done that before, and I think like, man, I have a history with God, and that really, like, even if I can't see it now, I know that in the past He's come through for me numerous times. I mean, what are some things that you like to do to like maybe lift your spirits, like when you're down? Or I mean, besides meditating on the word, what are some other things you like to do?
That's a really good question. You know, there's a lot of battles. You'll end up with battle scars. And you remember how good God is, because He really does take you through. And David said it best. He said, "Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death," he said, "I will fear no evil." So there's been times, even in my battles, you know, you're in the middle of the fiercest battles of your life. Attacks are coming to you from the north, south, east, and west. And you almost feel like, am I ever going to come out of this? Is this something that I'm going to, you know, stay in for the rest of my life? And I've even had imaginations where I think that this battle is just never going to end. And perhaps you're listening to me right now and you think, you know, I've been in this for so long. Is this ever going to end? And quite frankly, it will end. But what we do in the midst of that is so key. And so there are sometimes where I've had imaginations, just like the preaching, you know, I was talking about imaginations, and, you know, it's an image that in your head, and you think that you're going to lose. You know, it's the climax, if you will, of your life. And it's like a movie that you're, you know, you're on the edge of your seat and you're watching this intense movie and you're just, you know, the good against the, you know, evil against good. And it almost looks like evil is prevailing. But that's quite contrary to the word of God. It, you know, evil will never prevail. You know, the scripture does say that the valiant take it by force. So there has to be, I believe, a very strong relationship with God, because the Bible says that it's not by might and it's not by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. So there has to be a relationship with God that is stable, that is solid. That will get me through any battle, because I have had hard days. I mean, sometimes people only see the front, but they don't see the backside of it. And I'd like to say it this way, you know, it's like, sometimes your life may seem a certain thing. I mean, like every day we're bombarded by images through social media, you know, Facebook and Instagram. And sometimes, you know, we only see the front and the good. The image, you know, sometimes people can be so just overwhelmed and even be discouraged because they look at somebody else's life and they think, oh, their life is so pretty. But, you know, quite frankly, none of us post ugly pictures of ourselves. I mean, we must take about three pictures before we decide to post the good one. And so we always see images, and we're always being bombarded by images. And And I think sometimes that can get discouraging because we think that everybody's got it better than us. And, you know, am I the only one going through it? No, all of us go through battles. I, myself, David, have gone through many, many battles. And we're going to face them as we go from levels, you know, from glory to glory, from victory to victory, because we are in a fight. We are in a fight. The Bible says, you know, there are principalities, rulers and authorities. I'd like to say it this way. And it's almost like this. It is. This is the truth. It's the kingdom of God against the kingdom of darkness. You and I and everybody that's listening to us, all of humanity, are caught up in this fight and in this battle. And so how you get through, you're either on the kingdom of God's side or you're on the kingdom of darkness side. There's no neutral ground. And so when you're on the kingdom of God's side, there is a fight. And this isn't personal. One thing that I think people have to understand, and it's not personal. It's not personal at all. It is against the kingdom of darkness. We are advancing God's kingdom. So to answer your question, how do I get through the fiercest battle? I think the presence of God has been my refuge. Worship is so key. I hide there. I hide in his presence. He's my sanctuary. He's the place where I run to. The relationship with God has to be strong. And perhaps you're listening, you say, well, my relationship with God is not strong, that I encourage you to really work on that relationship. You know, go set us a time aside with God, because the Bible says that everything, he's the source of everything. God is, not humans. You know, humans are limited in what they can give us, but God is unlimited. And so if I need power, I can draw from him. If I need joy, there's fullness of joy in his presence. I can draw from that. If I feel tired, I love to run, David. And when I go running, you know, there's times where I'm just like, I'm not going to do this, you know, last lap. But, you know, I've been training to do a marathon. And just in that last lap, I'm thinking, I can't do it. But I just push myself. And then all of a sudden, something kicks in that I'd like to call the second wind. It's in my book. And it's this perseverance. But see, that comes from God. Your second wind comes from God. It doesn't come because of you doing something in the natural. I think in this battle, we have to have a strong relationship with God. I think we need to work on that more than anything, because I think that that's going to be the source of our second wind, the source of perseverance, the source of strength. And so I do have battles, and I overcome them, you know, by going into the presence of God. In that presence, I find everything that I need, and it becomes the source. And then I'm able to step out again and find the strength. And then, of course, the other tools that he gives us, whether it be the blood, his name, all kinds of other tools, wonderful tools that he gives us. So when I find myself very tired, discouraged, I find refuge in the presence of God.
Gotcha. And I do have one more question. I know that we're coming up against time, but statement. When you were saying things that exalt themselves up against the knowledge of God, but the knowledge of God could also include me. You know what I mean? It can include you as well. Like, his knowledge of me is he created me for some purpose. And of course, if the enemy says that I'm not that thing, I mean, that would be exalting itself against the knowledge of God, because God knows what he created us to do, right?
That's right.
I mean, that would be, that was something I wanted to mention earlier. But I do thank you for your time, Apostle. If you're listening, we should have Apostle on a weekly basis talking about whatever messages that are going to be on the podcast. But we do thank you so much for listening. Do you have any final words, Apostle?
I just want to encourage everybody that's perhaps listening to us. I just want to say to you, don't give up. Persevere. Press through anything. The Bible says that he has given us everything that we need. And he's equipped us with everything that we need to accomplish that which he has called us to do in this lifetime. So press on. Push against all obstacles. You have everything that you need. You've been equipped, fully equipped, to do everything that you've been called to do. So I just encourage you, and get into the presence of God. He is your source for everything. So I just want to bless everybody that's listening to me. I bless your life, and I do make a declaration over you that you are an overcomer, and that you will overcome everything that you are facing today.
All right. Thank you so much, Apostle. I hope everyone is listening. Hope you have a blessed day, and take care. See you guys next week.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook, and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.